Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Drowning Fish podcast. Today, I bring you something new, something exciting, and I hope you stick around for it, man. I hope you get to stick around for the late night fuckery. So today, it came to light, to my understanding, that people are sexually assaulting butterball turkeys. And I just got to touch base on what I really found out and things like that. Sexually assaulting a turkey is a little crazy to me, man. Like, dude, why would you want to fuck a turkey, man? Like, dude, why are you sexually assaulting? Are you down bad, bro? You couldn't download a VPN on your phone and just go to a porn site and just whack one out, bro. Like, you just had to fuck this butterball turkey, dog, you know? It's pretty disappointing, man, what people have come to. I don't know if people are actually fucking these turkeys, man, but I feel like someone out there has fucked a turkey, bro. It has to fucking make sense, dude. Like, you have to get out there and who's coming, it's kind of like those people that are like, oh yeah, man, like, people, you know, you want to be a mortician because you like to have sexual encounters with these dead bodies. Like, who is coming out and saying that they want to do that? You know, like, any morticians being caught out there, or maybe they came out and were like, hey, you're right, I want to do it. You know, like, I want to have sex with this dead person. It's like the people that work at Butterball, they're not going to come out and they're not going to publicly say, hey, we're fucking these turkeys, man. But I'm sure somebody there has fucked a turkey before. Like, it can't be, statistically speaking, it can't be impossible, man, because, like, you're working in a bird warehouse, you know? Like, you're working in one of those big industrial warehouses where they hook them and they put them on a conveyor belt and they're just rolling, like, and they have to be sprayed, they have to be sanitized. They probably dip them in bleach, to be honest. And then they just wrap them and they send them out, you know. And one or two of these turkeys, they might have fall off the hook, you know. And if Jeremy over there, his wife's been giving him a hard time, and he sees his turkey fall, and, you know, he's been like, he has blue balls, bro. Like, anything that moves, the way that chicken just hit the ground, like that splat, that did it for him, bro. He has to attack. He has to attack and he has to fuck the turkey, man. You have to fuck the turkey at that point, Jeremy. Like, you can't just let it hit the ground and, like, throw it in the trash, man. You got to take it, say you're going to dispose of it. You go to the janitorial room and you take advantage of a situation, man. This is taking advantage of a situation, really, man. These guys are playing it smart, in my opinion. Keep doing your thing, man. Like, as long as you're not, like, hurting anyone, man. If you want to fucking go crazy, bro, just don't. What I don't think is right is putting it back on a hook, you know, like putting it back on a hook and zipping up your pants at the same time is kind of like, okay, what the fuck, man? Like, did you just fuck that turkey and now you're gonna feed it to people? And now my turkey tastes a little weird and it's not a new recipe. It's just Jeremy's fucking nut in my turkey, dude. And it's not great. I think we're going to move on to the next one, bro, because that butterball turkey is a funny one, but it's also pretty sad because we do consume this. Like, imagine feeding that to your son. It is what it is, bro. Yeah, dude, just download a VPN, dog. Like, download a VPN and just fucking bust one, dude. Like, don't bust in a turkey, dog. Like, get a VPN. I know it's tough out there in some states being with porn being banned or whatnot, but just get a VPN, man. You'll be all right. Just raw dogging that motherfucker, man. Raw dogging that goddamn turkey, man. Man, I was raw dogging that turkey from the back. You hear me? I beat that fucking turkey up. Gaslighting me does not work because I already don't trust my memory and I don't care what actually happened. It's pretty accurate. Sometimes I feel like I have short-term memory or something, and it's not because I don't want to remember or because I don't think something is important. I just don't give a fuck. And, you know, I think that that works in the long run, but I also think it might be a problem. Like the other day I was eating and my arm was just shaking. I felt like one of those old men, and I'm only 27 years old, dude. So if I get some random disease, dog, I'm just going to be upset, bro. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if I start shaking in my 30s, I'm going to be like, all right, dude, what's going on, man? Like, why did I start shaking? Why am I shaking again? I can't feed myself because it's like an earthquake in my spoon and I just lost everything that was on my spoon. So yeah, I don't think that it would be fun to start shaking, you know, especially like at such a young age, bro. I feel like whenever you're older, you kind of expect that, bro, dude. But like right now, I can't be doing that shit, man. I can't be shaking. Yeah, dude, fucking don't gaslight me, though. That's not cool. Dude, Black Friday. Oh, yeah, dude, let's talk about Black Friday. Because this is, by the way, this is a Thanksgiving episode. So we're going to talk about Black fucking Friday, man. Because I feel like Black Friday, when I was growing up, it was kind of big time. But now it's kind of disappointing, bro. Like, it's really disappointing. And it's basically a joke these days. You know, they got like 20% off sale. And nothing really is worth it, bro. It's just consumerism at this point. But I remember back in 2007 when I was Black Friday shopping, I would go, I just butchered that whole fucking thing. I went to the store to get a PlayStation 3 that was on sale, and I remember killing a kid for it because I just wanted it so bad. It was 40% off. I couldn't pass up on the opportunity. What am I gonna do, man? Not pass up on a fucking deal, man? You're gonna tell me, man, that you wouldn't pass up on a deal and just kill that fucking toddler, man? Just kill that kid? But I do remember going Black Friday shopping one time, and I saw people kind of bickering about, like, the last thing. And I'm like, dude, that's kind of sad. You don't need it that bad, dude. Like, quit. If I have to argue about something to somebody, bro, I'm just like, you know what, man? It's not even worth arguing, bro. Like, this vacuum that I'm saving $20 isn't worth this conversation. I'm just going to leave. It's just not even worth it, man. I remember it was in 2010, I think, and I went shopping for a TV, and it was this woman. It was like this little Asian, she was like Asian, Vietnamese, I'm not sure, but she was like this tiny little thing, man, and she just started cussing me out, dog. Like, I was pretty pissed off about that, but other than that, dude, I don't remember. Black Friday is basically a joke, man, and it's not good. Just like everything you're thankful for, you basically just go out and start consuming more, bro. You're just like, I'm so glad, you know, we got this and this and this, and everyone's so thankful. And then, boom, they go Black Friday shopping. But I feel like if you have to go Black Friday shopping, dude, I feel like that's not even great anymore, bro, because, like, everything's online, dog. Everything's online, man. You can get anything you want on your cell phone. Every time I get pulled over, I get a little bit anxious because, you know, in the state that we're in this country, is basically like you see a lot of police footage. You see a lot of these cops like out here killing people for no reason, pulling them over. Brutalized citizens. There is no serve and protect anymore, I don't think. I always get a little anxious, man, and I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I don't. I honestly do. As a brown man in America, I feel a little anxious because I'm getting pulled over and you don't know what's going on. Sometimes I get a little anxious and I kind of just want to go on Facebook Live and just be like, hey, man, I'm just letting you know you're on Facebook Live, and you know, that way there's some type of shield there, some type of security, and I can feel safe, you know? And I get a little bit anxious, and I also get a little bit anxious because there's like a dead Vietnamese woman in my trunk, and I just can't have him find that, because like if he did, it wouldn't be good. Okay, if you go out, fuck, dude. Dude, I'm gonna shit my pants, dog. I'm gonna fucking shit my pants. If you go out to eat on Thanksgiving, you should kill yourself. Like, dude, no fucking kidding, dog. If you go out to eat on Thanksgiving, you should kill yourself, man. Like, these people are fucking working their asses off so that you can sit your fat ass and eat a grand slam at Denny's, dog. Like, quit going to these places, dude. Like, you can go to IHOP and you can go to Crackle Barrel, I believe, Ruby Tuesday. Let's see, I took notes here. Waffle House, your local Asian cuisine. You can go get you some fucking famous pancakes or the original Grand Slam, maybe some grits at the Cracker Barrel. Spring egg roll, please. That was supposed to be an Asian voice. That was horrible. I'm going to kill myself. Butterball, Butterball, dude. Dude, why'd you fuck Butterball? That was my Butterball. That was my Butterball, Timmy. Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that to my Butterball? Mama, Timmy done took Butterball from me. It's my turn with Butterball. Now, Timmy, I already told you, you better give your brother that Butterball right now. It's his turn. Yeah, you heard her, Timmy. Give me my Butterball.
Fine.
Oh, finally, my turn with the Butterball. And then you hear his zipper go down. Oh, yeah, Butterball, I missed you so much. That was fucking horrific, dude. I'm sorry that I put you guys through that. It's my turn with the Butterball. No, it's my turn. Dad comes home. He fucking busts the door open, dude. He's like, my turn with the Butterball. It's my turn. God damn. Why did I just turn this into a family taking turns on a fucking turkey, dude? This is clinical. Remember, kids, creating conflict is how they keep us separated. And I really wanted to talk about that today because I feel like everywhere we look, there's conflict everywhere, and there's one side and there's two sides and there's three sides. And I think we're coming to a period where everyone thinks that their opinion is correct and no one wants to tell their side of the story, or no one really cares to tell their side of the story. It's just that no one is really listening. No one is listening, and everyone is arrogant because they don't want to take into consideration that maybe your point of view is absolutely wrong. Everything that you know could be wrong, and it probably is, to be honest with you, bro. In 100 years, when they look back and they look at us, they're going to be like, wow, I can't believe those fucking apes made it this far, you know, because I feel like right now we just look around and we're just throwing fucking verbal abuse at each other. And it's not even abuse, dude. It's like back in the day, this is what it is. I'm going to explain it. Back in the day, apes and fucking these cavemen, they would throw shit at each other, bro. Like, they would throw shit at each other. And now, instead of throwing shit, like actual fucking poop, we're just slinging words and trying to hurt each other's feelings and trying to make sure that your opinion is correct and make sure that your opinion is valid, or your opinion should be heard. Your opinion, dude, honestly, no one's fucking opinion matters all that much, bro. That's the whole gist of this whole fucking thing, is that your opinion doesn't mean a motherfucking thing, dude, like, to nobody. And as long as we could either become aware that this is how it is, or we can start to change and maybe start caring about people's opinions a little bit, you know, at least taking into some kind of consideration. Because at the end of the day, people are not listening. They're not hearing you. They're just fucking agreeing, shaking their head, and then they go on to the next topic because no one, like, their attention span is not even there, dude. The attention span is not even there. They're not fucking listening to you. They're thinking about, I can't wait to get on my fucking phone and doom scroll. They're thinking about hitting their fucking vape. They're thinking about, like, doing a million other things other than what you're actually saying or reading or whatever the fuck it may be. Like, A lot of us, I feel like, in our generation, we're just consuming so much content, and we're doing it at such a fast pace, man. Such a fast, incredibly fast pace. We're just getting information thrown at us, and the more information, I think we're gonna get dementia. I really do think all of us, like, we're gonna be 45 years old with dementia, and they're going to look back and they're going to be like, shit, dude, like, we should have put brain chips. That's what it is. We got to have brain chips. Yeah, man, we're right. If we have brain chips, we can hold more power and not get dementia. We can hold more information when we get brain chips and we won't have dementia. I think that's what it goes to. I think it becomes a medical solve. You know, it becomes like, we cured dementia. It wasn't a fucking cure, bro. It was just the fact that information was thrown at us for such a fucking long time, and more information is coming. And I'm not trying to fucking say dementia's not real. It absolutely is. But now, we just know so much, dude. Like, we can't wrap our fucking heads around it. We can't wrap our head around it. It's too fucking much. Maybe less information is better for us. I don't know, dude. That's why sometimes I think, I'm like, dude, I'm just fucking adding to this fucking garbage pile. I'm just adding to the garbage pile sometimes, you know, and anything is like that, dude. Like, you take any piece of entertainment, that's just literally putting in a garbage pile, man. Just put in a garbage pile, because it's all a garbage fucking pile. All of it, dude. I think that we need to start, I know I've said this before, we got to start fucking actually saying what our actual opinions are, man. Like, our actual opinions. And I'm not saying, like, start fucking brutal, like, don't be a Hitler, dude. Like, don't be or maybe be a fucking Hitler, dude. Like, maybe get your voice out there. Obviously, in this time and age, I feel like things will go, it would be easier to spot a Hitler, you know, because you're like, holy shit, this guy's fucking evil, man. Like, it's not good. And people can sit here, oh yeah, maybe we're living in Hitler times and you don't even know it. Like, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, are we living in evil times? Absolutely, dude. Like, people get drone strike. Your favorite president fucking drone strikes people all the time and you don't even know it, dude. Like, these are just the situations that they're in. That's the world, bro. But I'm talking about you. I'm talking about internally. Because I think that's important, you know. I think that making sure that you check yourself sometimes is super important. But yeah, I don't know. Too much information, bro. Too much, like, garbage putting out there. It's just bullshit at the end of the day. It's all fucking bullshit. Anyhow, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Yeah, I'm not going to be cheesy and be like, hey, you know, you should be thankful for these things. And if you're a human being, you will be thankful for them. And then next week, you're going to get a bill in the mail, and it's going to be the rent, and it's going to be this, and it's going to be that, and your car is going to break down, or something's going to happen, your water heater is going to break, and you're going to have to dish out some money, and you're going to forget last week when you were so thankful, and you're angry, and you're upset, and it's just life. It's just life at the end of the day, man. And as long as we remember that, as long as we are happy one day and then angry the other, as long as we remember the emotions and remember the ups and the downs and just the life and the aspects of it, you know, I think that's what every day has to be like that, I think. But Thanksgiving's weird, bro, because everyone's like, oh yeah, I can't. We're closed. I'm off this day, man. We're going to spend time with the family. And I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those weird holidays. People are like, obviously, the fucking, like, Christopher Columbus and shit like that, dude. Like, yeah, I don't know what really happened, man. I don't know, and I don't really care, to be honest with you, bro. And neither do you. You really don't care. You're really not an activist. And neither am I. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like, oh, yeah, man, like, yeah. Like, bad shit happens every fucking day, dog. Bad shit happens every fucking day. And I'm not going to worry about it too much, man, because, like, I'm just worried about me. You got to be selfish, unfortunately. And most people are, and they're scared to admit it, but just be selfish and take care of you. But yeah, have a great Thanksgiving. I think it's my turn with the butterball now, so I'm going to go get me a piece of that goddamn action, man. Goddamn, I can't wait to get me a piece of that butterball. Goddamn. I'm going to fucking come so hard. All right, everybody have a good Thanksgiving. All right, bye.